The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible once again. Today we'll be finishing up the book of Ephesians and beginning the book of Lamentations. This is episode number 265, and I'm Steve Webb. Let's begin. Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and live in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. But among you there must not be either sexual immorality, impurity of any kind, or greed, as these are not fitting for the saints. Neither should there be vulgar speech, foolish talk, or coarse jesting, all of which are out of character, but rather thanksgiving. For you can be confident of this one thing, that no person who is immoral, impure, or greedy, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let nobody deceive you with empty words, for because of these things God's wrath comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were at one time darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for the things they do in secret are shameful even to mention. But all things being exposed by the light are made evident, for everything made evident is light. And for this reason it says, "Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Therefore be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, taking advantage of every opportunity, because the days are evil. For this reason do not be foolish, but be wise by understanding what the Lord's will is. And do not get drunk with wine, which is debauchery, but be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for each other in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to sanctify her by cleansing her with the washing of the water by the word, so that he may present the church to himself as glorious, not having a stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own body, but he feeds it and takes care of it, just as Christ also does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and will be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am actually speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each of you must also love his own wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment accompanied by a promise, namely, that it may go well with you and that you will live a long time on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but raise them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your human masters with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not like those who do their work only when someone is watching, as people pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Obey with enthusiasm as though serving the Lord and not people, because you know that each person, whether slave or free, if he does something good, this will be rewarded by the Lord. Masters, treat your slaves the same way, giving up the use of threats, because you know that both you and they have the same master in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Clothe yourselves with the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. For this reason, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand your ground on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand. Stand firm, therefore, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, by putting on the breastplate of righteousness, by fitting your feet with the preparation that comes from the good news of peace, and in all of this, by taking up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With every prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and to this end be alert, with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. Pray for me also, that I may be given the message when I begin to speak, that I may confidently make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may be able to speak boldly as I ought to speak. Tychius, my dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will make everything known to you, so that you too may know about my circumstances, how I am doing. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know our circumstances, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. Lamentations, chapter 1. Alas, the city once full of people now sits all alone. The prominent lady among the nations has become a widow. The princess who once ruled the provinces has become a forced laborer. She weeps bitterly at night. Tears stream down her cheeks. She has no one to comfort her among all her lovers. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. Judah has departed into exile under harsh affliction and harsh oppression. She lives among the nations. She has found no resting place. All who pursued her overtook her in narrow straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one travels to the festivals. All her city gates are deserted. Her priests groan. Her virgins grieve. She is in bitter anguish. Her foes subjugated her. Her enemies are at ease. For the Lord afflicted her because of her many acts of rebellion. Her children went away captive before the enemy. All of daughter Zion's splendor has departed. Her leaders became like deer. They found no pasture, so they were too exhausted to escape from the hunter. Jerusalem remembers when she became a poor, homeless person, all her treasures that she owned in days of old. When her people fell into an enemy's grip, none of her allies came to her rescue. Her enemies gloated over her. They sneered at her downfall. Jerusalem committed terrible sin. Therefore, she became an object of scorn. All who admired her have despised her because they have seen her nakedness. She groans aloud and turns away in shame. Her menstrual flow has soiled her clothing. She did not consider the consequences of her sin. Her demise was astonishing, and there was no one to comfort her. She cried, "Look, O Lord, on my affliction, because my enemy boasts." An enemy grabbed all her valuables. Indeed, she watched in horror as Gentiles invaded her holy temple. Those whom you had commanded, they must not enter your assembly place. All her people groaned as they searched for a morsel of bread. They exchanged their valuables for just enough food to stay alive. "Look, O Lord, consider that I have become worthless. Is it nothing to you, all who pass by on the road? Look and see. Is there any pain like mine? The Lord has afflicted me. He has inflicted it on me when he burned with anger. He sent down fire into my bones, and it overcame them. He spread out a trapper's net for my feet. He made me turn back. He has made me desolate. I am faint all day long. My sins are bound around my neck like a yoke. They are fastened together by his hand. He has placed his yoke on my neck. He has sapped my strength. The Lord has handed me over to those whom I cannot resist. He rounded up all my mighty ones. The Lord did this in my midst. He summoned an assembly against me to shatter my young men. The Lord has stomped like grapes the virgin daughter, Judah. I weep because of these things. My eyes flow with tears, for there is no one in sight who can comfort me or encourage me. My children are desolated because an enemy has prevailed. Zion spread out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has issued a decree against Jacob. His neighbors have become his enemies. Jerusalem has become like filthy garbage in their midst. The Lord is right to judge me. Yes, I rebelled against his commands. Please listen, all you nations, and look at my suffering. My young women and men have gone into exile. I called for my lovers, but they had deceived me. My priests and my elders perished in the city. Truly, they had searched for food to keep themselves alive. Look, O Lord, I am distressed. My stomach is in knots. My heart is pounding inside me. Yes, I was terribly rebellious. Out in the streets, the sword bereaves a mother of her children. Inside the house, death is present. They have heard that I groan, yet there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have brought it about. Bring about the day of judgment that you promised, so that they may end up like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. Afflict them just as you have afflicted me because of all my acts of rebellion. For my groans are many, and my heart is sick with sorrow. Well, we certainly had a contrast in today's readings, didn't we? Ephesians is a celebration of the grace of God, and here in Lamentations we see an illustration of what can happen when one turns away from God. Now please remember that when we suffer the discipline of God, like Israel did, it's like the discipline of a father in an attempt to turn a rebellious child back to the right path. Remember the many times in the Old Testament when Israel would turn away from God, and they would suffer consequences, and then they would remember, turn back to God, and God was right there to forgive them and bestow grace on them. Don't lose sight of that. The God of the Old Testament is the same God as the God of the New Testament, a God who loves and a God who wants to bestow love and grace. That's the whole reason that he sent Jesus Christ. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and until then, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.